it your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, nah, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
Yeah, good morning. Welcome to Friday's show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
Hey, you know what? I read that shampoo with caffeine makes your hair grow. Eddie, did you see this?
No, tell me more.
Well, so Eddie's the resident balding guy on the show.
Correct.
He doesn't mind talking about it.
No.
According to recent studies, the solution to full hair is as simple as washing your hair with shampoos that contain caffeine. Caffeine has a potent effect in growing and thickening hair. Now, I read this, and they have caffeine shampoos too, Eddie, if you want to get in.
Okay.
But you told us that your hair was growing back.
Yeah, the guy that cuts my hair told me, like, you're not going to believe me, but your hair is growing back in the top of your head.
And so has it been? Do you have a full, a mohawk now or what?
No, but you know, I posted a picture on my Instagram the other day, and people said they see it. It is growing back. It's a phenomenon.
Hair. You didn't put a before and after.
No, I didn't. But I'm telling you, it was bald, Bones. I mean, I was bald up there, and now, like, there's little hairs growing back.
And what do you think is the reason for that?
Well, I did try some biotin for, like, a few weeks back in the day, and maybe that was it. But other than that, it's maybe God. Maybe God.
Yeah, because God selected you to have your random hair grown back.
Who knows? I don't know.
Hey, so why don't you get back on biotin if it's important to you?
Because the problem with biotin is it just doesn't grow on your hair. It grows everywhere else, like not just on your head.
Oh, like out of your nose?
Yeah, like
your
arm, my nose, my butt, my ears, all of it.
Interesting.
Is it worth to have all that extra hair for head hair, though?
Yeah,
just groom the other stuff.
I don't know. It's risky. I don't know.
Hey, yeah. Raymond, didn't you do some kind of hair growth, too? Because Raymond's losing hair a little bit, too, our producer.
My sister gave me some products. They're basically non-name brand. It's not Rogaine, but it's Rogaine.
Did it work?
It works, yeah. It fills it up, and you can only do it for about 6 months, they said. Then you got to take a couple-month break. But for now, it's fine, yeah.
So you go bald, recede, back, recede.
Bobby Bones. Recognizing people, doing cool things.
It's ICU.
10-year-old Oliver Edwards wanted to help the homeless in Hobart. He's 10. He started his Free on a Tree initiative. With the help of his mom, he collected hundreds of clothing items and has been hanging them around in trees in town for people who need them to just take them and wear them.
Wow.
Like the homeless. He's picked certain trees and just hanging things up. Look at that. Free on a tree. And the best part about it, it rhymes.
Mm-hmm.
So you can remember it.
Good marketing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bobby Bones.
Show.
We've talked about kids and cell phones for a while, but Amy has an 11-year-old daughter. She wants a cell phone now?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what age is appropriate to get kids cell phones, because she told me some kids in her class have cell phones.
I don't think there's a right answer. I think it's just every kid's different.
Well, yeah, these kids, like in particular, their family, they don't have transportation. So a lot of times they're using buses or different things to get around, and they want to make sure they're always able to be in contact. But all my daughter sees is that they've got a phone.
So she's asking you for a phone. What does she say?
She's like, when can I get a phone? And we're like, oh, well, you're not old enough to have a phone yet. But then there's been times where we've left her home alone for a little bit. If we're just going to the grocery store down the street or somewhere in our neighborhood and she doesn't want to go, she's 11 now. Like, we've let her stay there and watch Netflix or whatever. So we leave kids Netflix. And and I've wanted to, like, be able to FaceTime her and just be like, how are you? So it'd be cool if she had some way I could do that. So I just don't know what age is cool to have very limited access on some sort of device.
Well, it sounds like if you wanted to have FaceTime, that you wanted to have the bells and whistles.
Because
FaceTime's not part of a flip phone with just limited controls.
Maybe there's some kiddie version of this out there. I mean, I don't know. I learned about this new kiddie smartwatch.
Why can't you just give her a phone and implement rules with her, much like you do an iPad?
Yeah.
I mean, she has an iPad.
I guess we could. It's an Amazon Fire tablet.
Oh.
It's different.
Is it?
It is. Mm-hmm. And it's a kid's. It's all kids. But sometimes she does access my Amazon account somehow and buys things, but luckily Amazon understands.
I'm more of a free range guy myself.
Mm.
I was a free range kidded.
Yeah, I'm not opposed to. I mean, I'm not ready for her to have Instagram or anything yet, but I know when the time comes, like, I'll be cool with it. I'm not anti her having a phone. I get it, but not
should
to
Amy's
just
daughter have a phone right now, age 11. Let's go around the room. Lunchbox?
Absolutely not.
No, you
no.
say.
No. She's not going too far where she needs to call you. You know where she's at all times.
Eddie, you're a dad of two. Producer Eddie, what do you have?
No chance.
Wow.
Yeah, okay.
Nope, nope, nope. Not until she's 18.
Oh, my goodness. Phone? I had a pager like in junior high.
Listen, I think if it gets to you need to talk to her at times and you're realizing, oh, I wish I could talk, I think, yeah, you can get her a phone. I really do.
Okay, yeah.
It's just different now.
I think she would treat it differently. And then my sister sometimes is trying to get a hold of her to talk, or, you know, my best friend Mary, who's really close to my daughter, sometimes she's like, oh, I wish I could just call her. And I know there's people that love her and care about her that could talk to her. And these are important women in her life.
It can also be a good teaching device.
Yeah.
And you can take it away from her. It's always something you can take
away. Something good to take away.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, really. I'm just not against it.
Marty threatened to take away that watch.
All right, you just bought her a birthday watch. Raymond, how do you feel about this?
I had a cell phone in ninth grade, so.
But that's 16.
That's not 11.
Let her get through middle school. I think same rules apply.
So you say 16?
Yeah, I should have never. Nobody had cell phones.
So he's saying no phone right now.
Baby, you're also 30.
I know, but it still applied. There were cell phones.
Oh, this.
Morgan, number two, you're 24.
I think she should.
Yeah, us young ones think.
Oh,
yeah.
My goodness.
Oh, us
boy.
Millennials.
Oh, okay.
How old are you,
Bones? I'm just age.
Bobby Bones.
Show.
They asked women which profession they liked, which is the hottest profession.
Oh, okay.
So I'll give you the two options. You tell me which one you think is hotter.
Okay.
A professional athlete or a professional musician?
Oh, that's so hard. That's so hard. Okay, musician. So he can sing to me.
Okay. Hey, Morgan, number two, let's bring you into this. She's 24. Maybe there's a difference in generations here.
Okay. Yeah. What?
Morgan, number two, is your mic work?
I think so.
No. There you go. That's okay. Why I was waiting. I was
all right, yeah.
Kind of waiting for a mic to break in. A professional athlete or professional musician, Morgan, number two?
I got to go with athlete. They keep themselves in shape, and that's pretty attractive to me.
Okay. A chef or a carpenter, Amy?
Chef. Yeah, chef.
A comedian or an actor?
Ooh.
Actor.
Ooh. Morgan, number two?
Yeah, I gotta go with comedian.
They're both broke, so you know it's.
I was picturing Ryan Gosling.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, boy.
A bodybuilder or a gymnast? So you're talking about big or tiny? Which one's hotter? Which one would you rather be with? A bodybuilder or a gymnast?
Funny.
A gymnast.
Morgan, number two?
I'm going with bodybuilder.
Okay. A doctor or a dentist? Which profession is hotter? Would you rather be with?
A doctor.
Yeah, doctor.
But what about doctors getting called in all the time? Like, dentists are pretty...
There's dental emergencies. You have them.
Oh, that's all I have. Every week. Is it Tuesday? I got a tooth problem. Yeah.
Bobby has his dentist on retainer.
Is that a joke?
Yeah.
She did.
Okay. Retainer. Okay.
And I just thought of it so fast. That was just like off the dome.
Nice one, Amy.
I know.
One
I'm
more.
Like, Bobby.
Wow.
A fireman or a police officer?
Oh, fireman. Yeah.
Wow.
Bobby, fireman. Yeah.
Look at you two.
That's my name. Making my rounds all over town.
Would you date a DJ, like a radio DJ? A radio personality or a DJ? Because it's like Dead Mouse.
Like Calvin Harris?
It's like me or Dead Mouse. Well, who would you rather date, a radio personality or a DJ?
A you.
Yeah, a radio personality.
Yeah, a radio personality.
Morgan, number two?
I don't know. That DJ lifestyle is pretty cool.
But it's so late night.
I got late night in the clubs, and a radio personality knows how to talk. Like, I don't know that they do. What?
I don't know that we know how to talk. So, wait, are you picking the DJ?
Yeah, I think so.
She's at the club.
Yeah. The Bobby Bones Show.
All right, here's the game. I'll give you the lyrics to a country song. Inside the lyrics, it references another artist.
Oh, okay.
Ooh.
You have to fill in the blank. So, for example, Jason Aldean, Dirt Road Anthem. Yeah, I'm chilling on dirt road, laid back, swerving like I'm...
Oh, I know it.
George Jones.
That would have been the answer for number one.
Yeah, I'm chilling on the dirt road, laid back, swerving like I'm George Jones.
Got it?
Yep. Yeah, this is going to be a fun one.
Amy, you're up first. The song is Luke Bryan, That's My Kind of Night. The song goes like this. Put in my country rock hip-hop mixtape. Little Conway, a little blank... Might just make it rain. Put in my country rock mixtape. Little Conway, just might make it rain.
Twitty?
That's a different artist. I'm sorry.
Put in my country rock hip-hop mixtape. Little Conway and little T-Pain.
Oh, T-Pain.
Make it rain.
There you go.
Wow, what a jam.
No point for you. Lunchbox.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Darius Rucker, all right.
All right. All right.
Oh boy.
Don't need no five-star reservations. I've got spaghetti and a cheap bottle of wine. Don't need no concert in the city. I got a stereo and the best of blank.
Hank.
Wow.
Hank.
He says Hank because you're rhyming. I got a stereo and the best of.
Because you're rhyming what?
Huh, no.
Don't need no concert in the city. I got a stereo and the best of Patsy Cline.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Stereo doesn't rhyme with Patsy Cline either.
A bottle of wine does, though.
Wine Cline.
Oh, I went with stereo.
They didn't rhyme with Hank either. Eddie.
Sorry, guys. Y'all are going to lose this one.
Oh, you want to bet?
Yep.
Just because you may have 1 point after this round. That's okay.
Okay, ready, Eddie?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Tim McGraw,
mm-hmm.
Truck Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Got blank pumping on my iPod, pumping on my subs in the back of my crew cab.
Yeah, I got it.
What is it?
Lil Wayne.
He says Lil Wayne.
Got Lil Wayne pumping on my iPod, pumping on my subs in the back of my crew cab.
Why'd you roll your eyes,
Amy? I would not have gotten that.
So that was a tough roll.
That was a roll eyes at me, not anybody else.
All right. Eddie's up 1 point. Yeah, you get one more shot.
That's fine.
Yes, it is. That's how the game works.
That's fine. Yes, you're going to have to be fine with it.
It is very fine, yes. Amy, the song is My Girl from Dylan Scott. Softball.
Oh, come on. You got this, Amy.
Can you name this one without even playing the song?
I got my girl.
What artist does he reference?
Ooh, is this blind? Like, could be worth two?
Hey, baby, let it again.
Okay, no, we're not. She looks so pretty with no makeup on. You should hear her talking to her mama on the phone. I love it when she raps to a
Eminem song.
There we go.
Oh, Eddie, it's all tied up.
Hey, that's fine.
That's fine.
Lunchbox.
That's me.
Good luck.
Maren Morris, My Church.
Oh, yeah, I've heard that song before.
When Hank brings the sermon and blank leads the choir, it gets my cold heart burning hotter than a ring of fire.
Oh, that's hard.
When Hank
brings the sermon.
There's that Hank guy again.
And blank leads the choir.
Oh, man. Steven Tyler.
But listen to the song. Listen to the song that she's referencing to.
Steven Tyler.
Well, it said fire.
Yeah.
Yeah, ring
hotter
of fire.
Than a ring of fire.
Yeah, but that Johnny Cash doesn't rhyme with that.
Oh, my God.
When Hank brings the sermon and Cash leads the choir.
But Cash doesn't rhyme either, Lunchbox. He doesn't have to rhyme unless it's on the end.
My goodness. Oh. That's fine.
That's fine. That's open to it.
But Steven Tyler rhymed, so.
It did. Tyler and fire.
But that, okay, whatever. Okay. Eddie, ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
For the win.
Yes, come on.
That's close.
Florida Georgia Line. Oh, this is how we roll.
Oh, boy.
The mixtapes got a little Hank, little
ooh, got
blank.
It. Got
you
it.
Know it?
Yeah, I got it.
Mick, go ahead.
God's plan. Drake.
Mixtapes got a little Hank, little Drake.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's up on the field, right?
That's yeah. Winning. This guy. Eddie's a big winner this morning. Thank you. That's fine.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Barton, Vermont. A 68-year-old man is facing numerous charges after he had a smoke detector go off in his house. Middle of the night, it won't shut up. How do I get this thing to stop? He pulls out his shotgun. Boom!
I bet it stopped.
Fires two shots. One of them missed, went through the wall of the neighboring apartment.
Oh, no.
No one was hit, but he was charged with firing a firearm recklessly.
Wow.
Yeah, not smart.
Wow, was he drunk? Was there alcohol involved?
No alcohol was involved, just frustration.
Can they prove that? Because I still would think there's some alcohol involved. You pull a shotgun out of the...
I don't know. Have you ever had your alarm beeping at you for no reason?
I take the battery out, put it in the closet under dirty clothes, put it in the backyard. I've done all of it.
Yeah.
And I haven't shot it yet.
I know. I'm not going to shoot it. But...
All right. Thank you.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
Oh! It's time for the good news.
Tell me something good.
When Caitlin was 3 months old, she was diagnosed with cystic fibrosis with a problem with the lungs. So about a year ago, they said, listen, you need a double lung transplant or you won't live another year. She had a fiance. She was really down, but she was like, I can do this. She moves to Dallas, gets the double lung transplant. A year later, she walks down the aisle and has her fairy tale wedding.
A double lung transplant. That's wild.
Amazing.
A double lung transplant.
Two new lungs and a husband. Yeah, wow. That's tell me something good.
That is. I let Lunchbox off work because he wanted to go fight his traffic ticket. Now, the ticket was $10 because they said that you parked illegally in a spot.
Yeah, they said it. Parked in a loading zone, so I didn't park in a loading zone, so I wanted justice. I felt like it was a scam by the city. They do justice. It to a bunch of people, and they just expect you to pay the $10 because, oh, who's going to hassle with $10? And that's how they make millions.
Justice.
Millions.
So he gets in a suit. Eddie's in a suit. They go to court. Eddie's got a briefcase, except they make Eddie open his briefcase going through the metal detector. Eddie, yeah. Were you expecting that?
No, not at all. I thought that they would just put it through the metal detector, see what's in it, and then let me go. But no, the security guard goes, you mind if I look in this? I go, oh, so, boy.
What did he find when he opened it?
Okay, so it's a poker chip case, but throughout the years, my son, my four-year-old, has put all his little toys in it. And so he opens up and there's a squishy a toy with a pen and some Pokemon cards. And like it looks like somebody who's just not right in the head is just walking the courtroom.
So you're trying to look cool in your full suit. And you got a bunch of Nickelodeon toys in there.
Yes. And he opens it up and he goes, okay, closes it up and gives it back to me.
Okay.
How did he know that wasn't Exhibit A, B, and C?
Exactly. True.
So you go into court. Are you nervous, Lunchbox, before you have to go toward the judge?
No, it started getting kind of serious because there's a lot of official-looking people in there, and there's like cops with guns, and then there was a prosecutor. I didn't know there was going to be a prosecutor.
Against you?
Yes. Like, there was a guy that sat at the prosecution table in a suit, and he had papers, and I was like, uh-oh.
So did you say you were representing yourself?
No, they just call your name, and they go, guilty or not guilty.
And what did you say?
I said, not guilty, Your Honor.
Did you say Your Honor?
Yeah, and that's when I start walking to the front of the courtroom.
Big stride?
Because I'm back behind, and I'm sitting on one of the benches, and when they call your name, you go up.
And you kick that door open in the middle like people's court?
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Those two doors, I swung them open. I was like, I'm here to represent myself.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And so, Amy, he's in a full... Did you see the picture?
Yes, I saw the picture. Okay, it's amazing.
So, by the way, where's Eddie during this?
Well, Eddie, right before the judge comes out, they say, put your cell phones away. You are not allowed to have cell phones in the courtroom, blah, blah, blah. So then when they say, all rise, the honorable judge... Eddie pulls out his phone and starts trying to record audio.
Yeah, for the
show.
There's
an undercover cop in the back of the room that comes up and goes, outside, and yanks him out of the courtroom.
Yeah. Eddie, you have to be way more discreet than that.
Amy, he tapped me on the shoulder and said, come with me. I'm like, oh boy.
They have undercover people.
Eddie goes to jail for that.
Yanking people out.
So I thought I was gone for the day, so I grab my little suitcase and I go out. But he's cool. He's cool about it. He's like, you tried to record this audio, didn't you? And I'm like, yes, sir, I did. And he goes, all right, don't do that crap. Go back inside.
Oh, so you get to go back and watch Lunchbox?
I got to go watch the whole thing.
I thought you were kicked out. Okay.
Okay, so
good.
I didn't know that either. So you're in, and is the judge a man or a woman?
He's a man.
Okay, and what's he look like? What celebrity?
Eddie, help me out here.
He's older, beard.
Like Santa Claus? We call him Santa Claus?
Yeah, no, maybe Mr. Skinny Santa Claus.
Yeah.
Okay, what were we going to say, Mr. What?
Mr. Burns, maybe a little
okay,
bit?
Mr. Like, Burns from The Simpsons. Okay, got it. Go ahead.
And so he asks if the cop is there, and he is, so then the prosecution takes over.
Oh, no.
And the prosecution starts asking the cops questions.
Who's the prosecution look like? I'm just trying to visualize this.
Like OJ, the guy that was taking over OJ, like the guy from your friend from This Is Us.
Oh, Sterling Brown?
Sterling Brown.
Yeah, I would say like. Theo Huxtable.
Okay, got it. Go ahead. So he's up against you.
Yes. And he goes, did you issue this ticket? Yes, I did. Why did you issue this man a ticket? Well, on
to
this
the officer.
Yeah, and he gives his whole statement, and he goes, do you have any evidence that you would like to submit to the court? Yes, I took pictures of the parking meter.
And as I'm standing there as the defense, I'm like, uh-oh, I'm in trouble.
Oh, yeah?
I'm in trouble. Because he shows the judge, and the judge goes,
He had pictures.
He had pictures. And it said loading zone on the little pay meter.
By the picture of his, did you look guilty?
I looked guilty.
Oh.
I was like, uh-oh.
He got you, huh?
I was like, I did not know he was going to bring evidence.
Yeah, receipts. Like,
and so the judge goes, will you please hand this to the defendant? And they hand me to the papers, and I look at him, and he goes, what do you say to that, sir? And I was like, yeah, those are some nice pictures, but I got pictures of my own,
oh,
sir.
Oh, did you get a little cocky?
I did.
You popped your chest out a little bit?
I did, and I said, sir, I mess up sometimes. We're not all perfect.
Oh, whoa, he's going Brady Bunch on him.
Oh.
Okay.
I said, I got two tickets that day, one for my expired tags, and yes, I was guilty of that. I paid those that day because when I mess up, I own up to it.
Oh.
But in this instance, I'm not guilty, and I'm going to show you why.
Oh.
And I said, the sign where I parked said, you pay to park for 2 hours from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. That's all it says. It doesn't say anything about, oh, other hours are loading zone only. I said, there is nowhere to know that. I said, every single car in that section got a ticket. And so they all misread that sign. And the cop goes, yeah, I go there every day and give tickets. So I was like, see, that tells you that he knows that's a hot spot for not having good signage. I said, what we have here, sir, is a thing of deceptive practices by the city.
Eddie, did he say this,
guys,
Eddie?
This is all accurate, 100%.
He said the words deceptive practices?
All of this, 100% accurate.
Eddie, how is he carrying himself?
Bones, I was so proud of him. He just like this, very proud. He would not back up. The judge would try to stop him. He'd say, no, excuse me, judge, I'm still talking. And he would keep talking his case.
Okay, oh my goodness.
And I'm telling you, Bones, he didn't have a case. He was wrong. He was parked in the loading zone. But he kept pushing.
So you were wrong. Are you saying now that you were wrong?
No.
Oh, you're not. Oh, Eddie, was he wrong?
100%
Bobby,
wrong.
He was in the loading zone, but it was deceptive practices by the city.
Okay. Yes, by the signage. And I told the judge, I said, just look at the sign, because I pulled out my cell phone. I said, here's my evidence, sir. I said, look at that sign and tell me where it says loading zone. I said, what they're doing here is they are putting this sign so people see, okay, it's free in any other hours between, if it's not 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., so they just walk away. And I said, you have to go up to the pay box and look in little writing to see that it's a loading zone in the other hours. I said, if they would make it clear, people would be able to pay the, you know, they would know it's not a loading zone and they wouldn't get a ticket.
I bet the judge is like, this dude came to court for $10 and is fighting this hard.
And the prosecution interrupts me and goes, sir, but the reason it says no payment necessary is because it's a loading zone. And the judge looks at my picture and I said, sir, just remember, deceptive practices.
Yeah.
And he looks at it and he goes, you know what? I agree with you. Case dismissed! Dismissed!
So you won.
I beat that cop. I beat the prosecution. That's a strike on their record. What is up? And then I yelled, justice!
No, you didn't yell. Yes, you did not yell justice.
We got justice. I'm out of here. I fought for the man and I won. And I'm walking out. The judge goes, thanks for your vote of confidence, sir.
You yelled justice.
I threw my hands up in the air.
And you yelled
yes.
Eddie, that's amazing.
Is that true, Eddie?
It's true. He yelled justice, pumping his hands up in the air as he walked out.
And you didn't have any of that recorded, Eddie?
Bones, I had just gotten kicked out for pulling my phone out.
There was a guy, I don't know what he does, but he was in a suit and tie, and he was there to get a search warrant signed, and he goes, I'm not even going to ask the judge to sign the search warrant until your case is over because I want to see this go down. And he sat over there and watched the whole thing. I am telling you, I crushed it. I was so...
Does that make you want to go to law school and be a lawyer?
I don't even need to go to law school. I beat the prosecution without a law degree.
Doesn't
like,
work
that prosecutor
like that.
Was like, man, this dude came hard.
So then after out in the hallway, Eddie interviewed him. Here. This is Lunchbox talking. Here we go.
We're outside the courtroom with the victor, Lunchbox, here. Tell me how it went in there.
Man, it was incredible, dude. I got up there, and they had pictures. The cop shows up, and he wants to fight me on it and told me, oh, I gave you a break because it was supposed to be a $50 ticket in a tow-away zone.
Now, did you expect that cop to show up?
No, absolutely not. I thought he was just going to go, oh, dismissed because the cop's not here. But he showed up, and he had evidence, and I came evidence, and we went toe-to-toe for a good 5 minutes. And I was like, look, Your Honor, I think it's deceptive practices because the sign says nothing, and you have it on small writing on the pay meter. I said, you're trying to trick people. And the judge said, you know what? I agree. Ooh, dismissed. You don't pay a fine. And that's what I said. Hit the song, Bobby. Go.
There you go. Hit it. Hit that song.
All I do is win, 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 no matter what. Let's go.
gotta give it up for him.
I know.
You gotta give it up for him. Man, it's Larry Brockovich over there.
Larry Brockovich.
Rocking it.
Aaron's cousin.
Aaron's cousin.
Yeah.
Nice work, bud. That's funny.
Oh, man. It was so fun.
So fun. And you saved $10 too. You beat the man.
Justice.
And you saved $10.
That's right.
And you were illegally parked.
Yep.
Yeah.
Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Amy has a 7-year-old son. And now he has a girlfriend?
Yeah, Gladys.
Wait. Her name's Gladys.
That's awesome.
Is she 60?
No. I don't know. And that's the thing. I don't know for sure that that's her real name, if that's what he calls her. Because, you know, it's broken English. And he's at a school where none of the other kids speak English. They all speak different languages. Don't even ask me how these teachers survive. But he comes home every day and talks about Gladys.
Gladys is my girlfriend. I love her. I guess
Oh, you okay?
Yeah, that's my girlfriend. Why? This loves me.
Oh, she loves you?
Yes.
Her name's Gladys?
Yeah, and they love each other.
Did he say he kisses her?
I think he said he kisses her.
Oh, there's kissing.
Okay.
I kiss Gladys.
Does she like that?
Yes. He does love me. I kiss him. I love her.
And they hold hands.
Are you sure she's real?
Don't know.
Oh, wow.
She's holding my hand.
She holds your hand?
Yes, she holds my hand. I love her too. Bye. That's it.
So what do you do from here?
Well, I mean, I think I'm going to have to talk to his teacher about Gladys. And, well, for one, yes. See if she's real.
I would think all that's true. Your son's very affectionate.
Mm-hmm.
But just the name Gladys.
Gladys Knight. And the Pips.
Yeah, has he been watching documentaries on...
I don't know, but he talks about her all the time. And her hair. He didn't talk about her hair last night whenever I... And I asked him if I could record this, obviously. And
oh, you have to get clearance from my 7-year-old.
I have to get clearance from the 7-year-old. But some nights he talks about her hair. And he talks about, like, petting her hair. He loves Gladys's hair. And I'm like... Are you talking about Stashira's American Girl doll? Like,
oh, what if his doll?
Know.
Oh,
goodness.
Because I wouldn't be above that.
No.
That's how the future is going to be awesome.
Which, by the way, American Girl doll is still tucked neatly in her little bed that you got her.
She hasn't taken her out of the bed yet?
No, she comes out, but at night she's tucked into the bed.
Oh, good.
Right next to her bed, ready to go.
So your daughter and Gladys are going to bed.
I guess I know. I need to clarify.
Yeah, find out if Gladys is real.
I'll check.
How would you feel
teacher.
If she is real, though?
That's great. I mean, I had boyfriends when I was like 8. It's not real at eight. Yeah,
that's
it wasn't
really
like real.
Yeah, it's not a big deal.
It's just like saying like, oh, this is my girlfriend.
He kisses
my boyfriend.
Her.
Yeah. I don't think they really kiss. He's like, and he'll go like this, with his hand.
Birds and the bees. Time for the talk.
Yeah, it's time.
Time for the talk. Yeah.
Okay.
It's time for the good news.
Tell me something good.
There's a new hospital program that plays recordings to babies in the NICU that their moms are recording for them. So what happens is, if you have a baby premature, you don't get to be with the baby all the time. It stays for a lot of the time in the NICU that you can't go in there. So what they've done is, inside the little cribs, the moms record reading, moms record singing songs, lullabies.
That's awesome.
And they play them for the babies in order to keep that connection more so than they would get to have anyway.
Mm-hmm. And they're used to hearing their mom's voice anyway, so it's comforting.
Music therapist Hannah Bush says hearing the mom's voice also helps comfort the babies in the difficult environment. So that's pretty cool.
Love that.
Progressive thinking.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
Did you see the restaurant that went out of business because of their all-you-can-eat?
I did.
And so
Chinese food?
Yeah, they're like, all you can eat, Chinese food. And so they went bankrupt, $80,000 in debt. Because they let customers sign up for a $19 a month membership for unlimited food. That's the dumbest thing I ever heard.
Oh,
like the all you can eat in one meal. Like, I get that. I'm about to get my $19 worth in one meal. If you let me go all you can eat for a month, you better charge me $100.
Yeah, they didn't think that through.
And so now they owe $80,000. So they went bankrupt to wipe it all away, but they're done. The owner cites poor management and business knowledge for their loss.
That's one way to put it.
Yeah. I mean, who thinks that's a good idea?
No.
For a month, $20 a month to eat all, that's a meal. You know?
Yeah.
crazy. I saw that and laughed out loud. I shouldn't have it.
And do you think about, like, the clientele? Like what do you think they looked like afterwards, a month of eating $19.99 of food?
What does that have to do with anything?
No, if you eat that every night, a buffet, you are going to gain a lot of weight if you're going to get your money's worth.
No, I didn't think of the clientele and how they looked.
He did, though, folks.
Yeah. Hey, speaking of Lunchbox, so he's having a baby in August, and the week after his wife is due, our station in Springfield, Missouri wants him to come to an event, right?
Yeah, it's Box Seats with Lunchbox. It's a PBR event, so they fly me out there and listeners win, and we sit in a box seats, and we buy them drinks, and we have fun. It's like a party with Lunchbox, really. And so I figure I should go and make some money for the baby.
But it's a week after his baby's born.
Yeah, keyword is after.
Amy, here's why I'd like to go, because they wine and dine him.
Yeah.
They make Lunchbox. I mean, you're a superstar when you go, huh?
Yeah, it made me feel really good. Like, I'm important, and I'm like VIP, and they get me everything, put me up in a hotel, and it's pretty cool.
So, it's a week after his baby's born, and I say there's no way you can go. Like, you need to stay home with your wife. So, you presented this to your wife last night?
Yeah, I hit and mic'd it. We were in bed. Just picture me in bed, her in bed. We're laying side by side. And I turn off the lights, and I was like, all right, babe, night. And I give her a kiss. And then I'm like, oh, forgot to ask you a question.
All right, here it is.
All right, babe, love you.
Me too.
Oh, I forgot to ask you. So Springfield wants me to come and do a promotion with them on September 7th.
When is it?
So the baby's due August 29th, so the baby...
No. That is so dumb. You're not going anywhere with... A baby that's going to be days old. Like, what am I supposed to do?
Well, your parents will be here, I figure. And, I mean, once the baby comes out, I figure that's the hard part is me being there for the labor.
I'm pretty sure the hard part is the rest of its life.
You have your family, your mom and dad, and you. I mean, that's three people to take care of a 6-pound baby.
No, you're crazy. You need to be here.
Okay, so I'll tell Springfield we'll think about it.
That's funny, and she's funny.
I know,
and now you can't go.
Yeah, I think I'm out. I think all I have right. to tell them no, I can't go. The wife was not, she wasn't really on board with that.
Well, maybe Eddie can go.
Is that cool with you, Lunchbox?
Hey, man, whatever, dude. Just give me half.
Over to Amy with the Morning Corny.
The Morning Corny.
Why did the bowling pins stop working?
They went on strike.
Mm-hmm. That was the Morning Corny.
The Bobby Bones Show.
All right, Lunchbox went out on the streets with the microphone. You're talking to people that had too much to drink, right?
Absolutely.
And you ask them questions, and we have to guess if they get the question right or not?
Yeah, you and Amy bet a little money for charity.
All right, you in?
I'm in.
All right, $10. You can have the first pop at it.
Okay.
Okay, here's Lunchbox talking to a guy on the street.
How you doing tonight?
Honestly, I'm pretty good. I had a Subway sandwich earlier, and I'm doing pretty solid. Had rotisserie chicken, which is actually pretty good. I actually recommend that.
And what makes you a good guy?
You know, I believe in the Boy Scouts. Always be prepared for yourself. And with the Boy Scouts loving, always be prepared. That's all I got, honestly.
If the president and the vice president die, who becomes president?
Okay, he's pretty drunk. Does he know? It's Speaker of the House, right?
Yeah.
Correct.
Okay, does he know it? Yes or no?
No.
Okay, no for $10. Amy says no.
President's Donald Trump. Vice President Mike or Spence. And then you got Ryan. Right, I think Paul Ryan becomes the president. I believe that's what's going on. Speaker of the House.
Wow, he got it.
Totally got it.
$10.
Even with Mike Spence as vice president.
Wow. That rotisserie chicken does good.
Yeah.
All right, let's do another one.
Freddie, what do you like to do for fun?
I don't know, but I've been to the plant and I won't eat food from there.
How much alcohol you had to drink tonight?
Not enough.
What about alcohol do you like?
I have no clue. Invincible. Yeah, invincible.
Count to 10 as fast as you can.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
How many continents are there?
Okay, this is mine. Mm-hmm. The answer is 7.
Yeah.
But he can barely count to 7. But I'm still going to say he gets it. I think he gets 7 continents. We learned that in first grade. Come on, buddy. Say 7.
10.
Oh, come on. Back down to 0.
That's the final answer?
Yeah.
Okay.
One answer. Let's do one more for right now. Lunchbox out talking to drunk people. Amy, you get the answer here.
Tell me, what's going on tonight?
My birthday.
How old are you, 21?
22.
What are you doing to celebrate?
Going into all the bars.
What have you had to drink tonight?
Oh, vodka, vodka, and more vodka.
Who is on the $5 bill?
All right, $5 bill. Do you know who it is?
Hold on. Thomas Jefferson?
Abe Lincoln, right?
Lincoln.
Oh, he's on the penny and the five. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, she doesn't get it.
Okay, if you didn't get it
no.
this morning, you don't think she gets it, all right?
Jackson.
Oh, no. You're up 10 bucks. Let's do one more. We got one more. All right, make my money back.
Hello, how are you doing tonight?
A-W-E-S-O-M-E.
What is making you feel so awesome tonight?
V-O-D-A-K.
So what are you good at in life?
Being his wife.
The Leaning Tower of Pisa can be found in what country?
All right. I get this one right. The answer is, I haven't been there. Is it Italy?
Yeah.
Okay. Yep. Leaning Tower of Pisa is in Italy. There's no way. I don't even know what she spelled the second word, by the way, as a matter of fact.
She spelled vodka, but very slowly, and I think she spelled it incorrectly.
Okay. I'm going to say no, she doesn't get it.
Okay.
My house.
Okay.
That's a really good answer.
We're back to zero. We have a couple more we can do later.
Okay.
We're back to zero. We got to put big money on the next two, though.
Like, what are you talking big money?
Millions.
I'm out.
Or like 20.
Okay.
Okay. Lunchbox is out on the streets talking to people who had way too much to drink. And Amy and I gamble for charity. We're at zero. We're even right now.
Yeah.
$25.
$25, I'm in.
Okay. You also get your choice here. Here we go.
Okay. Tell me about your life. What do you like about life?
I like looking at the signs. I like looking at the neon. The neon is what makes the neon greatest.
What makes you a good human being?
You know Bobby Jones? Dude, she's so cute. Look at her smile. Like, wow, the two of them are so hot.
What ocean is to the east of the United States?
Okay, so there's a lot of stuff that happens there before the question.
Atlantic.
The Atlantic Ocean is to the east. Do you think he gets it right, though? That's the question. $25 on the line.
No.
You say no, he doesn't get it right. The answer is Atlantic. He says...
Atlantic.
Oh,
boom.
My goodness.
Nailed it.
Man, these people are really getting me with their... Like, they might as well be sober when they're getting it right.
You're down 25. Now, you have the option to go 25 and make it even, or you can gain a little bit of money, too, if you want to put 50 on it.
Oh, I don't know.
It's up to you. You can gain a little bit.
Okay, 50.
50 it is.
Whoa, all right. All right, all right.
Now, I'm also going to give you the choice here.
I have to choose again?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness.
Ready?
I've not been good at choosing.
What are we celebrating?
My 24th birthday.
Where are you from?
California.
Spell California.
C-A-L-I-F-O-R-I-N-I-A.
And what do you feel right now?
I feel happy right now. Yeah.
What does VHS stand for?
Oh, I don't know. VHS.
Is it like video home system or something?
Video. There's no way she gets it. And you have this. There's no way she gets it. I'm going to end up losing money. But go ahead.
Well, you're saying that.
There's no way she gets it.
I know. Like, we don't even know.
I don't know that I know the answer.
I know Lunchbox knows.
Video. What is it?
Video home system.
It is.
Amy was correct. Amy was right.
Wow. Okay. I was right. Oh, no.
Does she get it, yes
I mean,
or no?
It's sort of easy to figure out if you really think about it, but I guess no, she doesn't get
okay,
it.
Okay, come on. You can do this, lady.
Go on, go on, go on.
Visual high, Hyosung
system.
No,
yeah!
That's not right, right?
$50.
No, I lose 25.
Oh, so 25.
Yes. Where do you mean to put it? Donate wherever you want.
Let's see.
This isn't Wheel of Fortune. She's looking at all the things. Keep rolling, Pat.
Well,
keep
you know what? We can meet in the middle because I know something you care about is the pets, dogs. So let's do it. We'll do an animal shelter.
Okay.
It's a win-win.
It's a win-win for except, yes. So you're going to match my donation?
Sure. Fun game. The Bobby Bones.
So here's what I'll do. I'll play a song from the very beginning. Yell your name as the buzzer if you can identify it, okay? Everybody got it?
Yeah.
Who's the Name That Tune champion, by the way?
Probably me.
Probably me.
Oh, okay. Here we go. Great. Just start keeping score.
Okay.
First one to five wins is the Name That Tune champion.
Oh, to five?
Yeah.
Okay.
To five. Let's play Name That Tune.
Come on, baby.
I need a pin that works.
I get like a crown or something.
Yeah.
And the Name That Tune champion can...
I love it. I'll wear it every day.
All right, here we go. Name That Tune, song number one.
Eddie?
Oh, shoot.
Eddie?
Southern Girl? Tim McGraw.
Yeah.
2 points.
Dang it. Good one.
Wow.
Woo! My boy.
Wow.
Now I ain't saying a million ladies don't know what they do.
Nice work. Song number two, Name That Tune. Amy.
Oh. Yeah.
Go ahead.
I was going to say Midland Drinking Problem.
It does sound similar style.
Then, then that person started singing.
Eddie.
I'm playing it again. Yell your name if you know it.
Yeah, Eddie.
Eddie?
Toby Keith. I love this bar.
Correct.
It does sound like that,
No,
huh?
It doesn't. No, it doesn't.
It does sound like the Midland. The steel.
No, no chance. That's okay. Toby Keith. Love this bar.
Never mind. Okay. Ready? Song number three. Name That Tune.
Eddie. George Strait, The Chair. I'm the champion! Give me my crown!
You have to win five.
I can't even think.
That's six, Bones?
No, five games. This is game one.
Dock him a point for that.
You've been docked a point for being obnoxious.
Yeah,
take a point away.
Yeah, I mean, that was so obnoxious.
That's so rude. I was just celebrating myself.
Now we're not done, though.
I mean, okay. What was
you
that?
You can't, like in football.
Give me the crown! Okay,
like when you do a touchdown and you dance in the end zone.
Here we go. Eddie can still lose this game.
How?
Because now you only have 5 points and you've been docked one. And they can get two. The theme is worth 3 points itself.
Yeah, okay, what right, in the right, world right, was that?
All right.
Here we go. And name that tune.
Oh, I've heard this one.
Eddie.
Dustin Lynch, something like that.
Dustin Lynch, Mind Reader.
Lunchbox.
Lunchbox.
Mind Reader.
Oh, that's right.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing.
Bones.
My bad.
Oh, wow.
Hold on. Look at this.
Last one.
I didn't even come to play today.
Guess the theme.
Oh,
they all wear cowboy hats.
Correct, yeah. There you go. Anyway.
You're right.
Can I celebrate now?
You won
that. Yeah!
Eduardo wins again. Tim McGraw, Southern Girl. Toby Keith, I Love This Bar. Dustin Lynch, Mind Reader. George Strait, The Chair.
Who's the last one?
The last one was going to be this one here. Just for fun. You ready, Eddie?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Anybody can get it, but Eddie will win.
Okay.
Eddie. Justin Moore. Somebody Else Will.
Yeah.
Come on, guys!
Dang.
Where'd you guys go?
Don't
did
know.
You guys play this game?
I don't know. I'm so irritated with myself.
Yeah, you should be.
I got a point.
Lunchbox, you got a point because Bones said it.
Yeah. Don't hate because I'm great.
What?
Wait, he rhymed.
All right.
Hey, I'm real good because that's... Because I'm from the hood.
Mud.
It's time for the good news.
Tell me something good.
Things are looking up for a big old turtle that cracked its shell. A dog was coming after it, so it was like scurrying along and fell off a 10-foot wall in California and cracked his shell in three different spots. He's like 35 or 40 years old, but he had decades to live. So they're like, we got to help this turtle out. So they held it together with screws and zip ties and denture material.
Wow.
But then someone came in and said, yep, I'll do the surgery. I'll cover the cost. It's a $4,000 turtle shell surgery.
Oh, that's crazy. The fact that they put it together with ties, the fact that all that's crazy.
Yeah, and it took 3 hours to fix him, but now he's doing good and he's going to live with a rescue group who's going to take care of him.
What? Now there's a rescue group?
Yeah.
That's crazy. Good story. The Bobby Bones Show. Okay, welcome to my office, everyone.
Okay.
This is going to be fun. Hey, I need everybody's attention. Okay.
Oh, boy.
What is happening?
Yeah, so I was reading this article about the top five job interview questions that you ask people. So, Lunchbox, you have to leave the room. I'm going to interview Amy with these five questions, and then Lunchbox is not going to hear them and come in. I'm going to interview Lunchbox. I'm going to see who I would hire.
This is great.
Oh, good. Yeah, because I'll crush Amy in an interview process.
Okay, so Lunchbox is leaving the studio.
Are you going to cut her off at a point? Because she likes to ramble.
Make sure he doesn't hear what's happening out there.
I won't. I'll go to the bathroom.
Well, we need you back, though, soon.
So, okay. Amy, I need your attention up here.
Yes, please. Right.
Thank you for applying the job for CEO of the company. Oh,
so excited to be here. Wow. I've been an admirer of this company for a really long time.
So, by the way. Drew Houston, the billionaire CEO and founder of Dropbox, says these are the five best interview questions. I'm going to ask them to you, then I'm going to ask them to Lunchbox, and I'll tell you who I would hire.
Dropbox CEO is a billionaire?
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Because he probably created it. Are you ready?
Ready.
All right, welcome to the... It's great. How's your day doing?
Good? Great. Fantastic. Good. How about you?
It's been good. Thank you for asking.
Yeah, no problem.
I was wondering, who is the best in the world at what you do?
Oh, my gosh.
You can use radio.
Okay, what do I do? I am fortunate enough to actually work with the best in the world. Worked below him for 12 plus years, taught me everything I know. And really, that's just to be who you are. Be authentic, be human, be vulnerable, show everything, be as relatable as possible, because that's what people want. They want
who
someone
is this you're talking about?
Bobby Bones.
Oh,
I don't know if you've
heard
of him.
I was wondering too.
Okay. Yeah, she never said who it was.
Yeah, sorry. Bobby Bones, I feel like I won the lottery with him being the best in the business, but I'm alongside him. Not many people get that opportunity to have that type of everyday training on the job, 12 years.
Who are your influences?
Bobby Bones. Yeah, I don't know if you've heard of him, but he's pretty amazing.
What have you learned in the last year?
I've learned that it's really important to respect people's time. Like if you're not early, you're late. So I've really been implementing that because I think time shows everyone that you respect them. Frankly, that's why I was here early today.
How early were you?
I got here at least 7 minutes early.
Wow. Okay. All right.
So in the last year, I learned that from Bobby Bones, actually. And
this guy sounds like an awesome guy.
This last year, I've been implementing it in my life, and the changes I've seen just in myself, amazing.
If you were able to give yourself a sit down 10 years ago, what advice would you give your 10 year ago self?
Keep working for Bobby Bones.
Okay, come on.
I would say definitely find something that you enjoy doing, because my 10 year old self, I'm still young at that point. 10 years ago, I'm still pretty super young at that point. And if you don't, then you got to get out. Fortunately, I feel like I was in a position where I had a choice to leave a job that I knew that I really loved, but I stuck with it. And I'm so glad that I did, because I am happy. And no matter what you make, because at the time I took a pay cut for that job, probably could have been making more doing something else that I was doing.
Yeah.
But it'll all pay off in the end if you just stick with it.
One final question.
Yes.
It's a bit of time here. What's one of the most important lessons you've learned through the years?
There's so many.
Yeah.
Man. Well, that if you're late.
Okay. Time's up. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Should I get your next candidate out of the bathroom?
Bobby Bones will send you home.
Let's pull the urinal hero out.
Hey, he's probably going to get the job over me.
Come on in here.
Let's just be glad I haven't had to do a job interview.
Ever? In years?
I did one. Oh, yeah, I've done one 12 years ago.
Why would he go so far away?
No, he was literally by the bathroom.
Okay.
I was standing right there. I didn't want to hear. I didn't want
to. Welcome to the interview, sir.
See?
This is how you enter the interview?
You are so unprofessional out there in the hallway.
How are you?
I am wonderful. Thanks for having me today. I'm very excited to be here.
Thank you for coming to apply for the position of radio CEO.
Oh, man. I think I'm perfect for this job, but let's go ahead and continue on.
Question number one. Who is the best in the world at what you do?
Oh, that's definitely Howard Stern. He has created such a huge format, and he changed the game of radio. Absolutely took something, switched it all up, and now the whole people, everybody wants to be like Howard Stern.
Okay, who are the people on his show?
You got Robin, and then you have I think that one guy, Artie.
No, he didn't die.
Oh, he didn't die.
No, he's not there anymore. No.
Okay.
No.
But yeah, Artie is pretty awesome, too.
Okay. Who are your influences?
My dad is a big influence in my life. He taught me how to be a man, taught me how to be responsible and respect people. And also, I would say Bobby Bones, he showed me work ethic in radio, how it works, and what it is to be a good radio show and a good radio host.
What have you learned in the last year?
I learned financial responsibility, trying to save money because you got to plan for your future.
Oh. If you're able to sit yourself down 10 years ago, what would you give to your younger self advice-wise?
Travel more.
Oh.
Before you settle down, because there's going to come a time in your life you're going to settle down and you're not going to be able to go take cool trips. If you have the money, go experience things instead of just going to the bar every Friday night and Saturday night.
Any important lessons you've learned over the years that you think would be great for this job?
Yes. Perseverance. Don't ever give up. If someone tells you no, keep going, keep fighting.
Huh. Well, thank you for your time. Really appreciate it.
Hey, thanks for coming in.
Man, that was good.
I was looking at my notes here. I've made the hire.
That's a tough decision.
I know it's not.
I don't really know what I was applying
for. I'm hiring Lunchbox.
Oh, what? Yeah! 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 I'm shocked. Yeah!
Huh? Wow. Yeah, Lunchbox is my boss.
No, you fired.
Oh, man. He fired me day one.
He did. Minute one.
Oh, man.
Here's your office. Hold on. Before I move in, Amy, you're fired.
Why would you fire me?
That's funny.
You don't think I'm an asset to you?
Man, I don't. I can't wait to hear Amy's answers.
Oh, they just all had to do with Bobby.
Yeah, she was definitely playing.
I didn't even know what you knew he was applying for radio CEO, but I didn't know that I was.
Yeah, sometimes in jobs you don't know what you're going to get.
So you just apply for random jobs?
I thought I was applying for Bobby's. I don't know. Somebody with Bobby. Bobby.
Okay. Well, anyway, was that
fun?
Wow,
that was awesome.
Okay. Yeah, he did good.
Lunchbox, congratulations on your new job.
Thank you.
There
you
go. Pack my bags.
Corner office in your mind.
Oh, yeah.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine, Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
You know, our iHeartRadio Music Festival is coming up. And not only that, the outdoor stage is happening. And there's a big VIP area. And there are, it's basically like these little condos that it's air conditioned and there's bathrooms and VIP entrance. So if you're going to come out to the daytime stage, which Dustin Lynch is playing, we're playing it. Bobby Bones and the Raging Idiots. Lil Uzi is playing it. Dua Lipa. Right? I'm right on this, huh? A lot of acts, but if you're going to come, you want to VIP it, you're going to come out to Vegas. iHeartRadio.com/tickets. So check that out. iHeartRadio.com/tickets. And get in the Bobby Bones suite. That's where we'll be. Come hang out. It'd be good, right?
Yeah.
We do it every year. iHeartRadio.com/tickets.
Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.
As we end the show today, I just want to remind you, go to Mr. Bobby Bones on Instagram or BobbyBones.com. See pictures and videos. See the music we're listening to. It's all out there at BobbyBones.com. Would you agree with that statement, Amy?
Yes, 100%.
Thank you very much. Have a great day, everybody.
Bobby Bones.
Bobby Bones Show.